Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we're bringing you another Carbon School District update. We're here with Helper Middle School Principal Nikki Vasquez. Principal Vasquez, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
So I like to start off these kind of mid-year interviews by looking back at the first quarter. What was that like over at Helper Middle School?
First quarter was full of excitement, fun, kind of got the kids excited to come back to school. We started off the year with our annual color dance where we have the kids throw chalk at each other, kind of get out of school and do that. That's a lot of fun. Then we took them on a field trip up to Kingsbury Hall and they watched Circa by Duck Pond. Duck Pond by Circa. And then we just had some pep rallies. We've had a Halloween dance. We finished off first quarter with an honor activity where they went bowling and just had a carnival style fun intervention at school, and then Breakfast of Champions. So a lot of fun.
Middle school is just one of those really fun times in a kid's life because, I mean, you're transitioning from elementary school at the start. And then once you get to that eighth grade year, you know you're transitioning to that high school period next. So you're really trying to get as much fun as you can out of middle school. And it sounds like you guys are doing an excellent job of making that really fun for the students. Now let's look ahead to second quarter. We've had a few weeks now to see how that's going. What kind of adjustments are you looking to make as administration at the school going into second quarter?
So we actually have already started. We got some data and found out that our students were kind of lacking some math facts. And so we have a school-wide initiative to ensure that all of our students are proficient in their basic math facts, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. And so we have revamped our interventions to ensure that those students who need that intervention are getting that. In addition, we have found that some students are lacking in some reading strategies and vocabulary, so we've started that. And then we're looking at their other math components as well, and we'll be starting that come second quarter.
And then I always love getting the administrator's perspective on these things that you need to adjust on, because you guys are so data-driven, but at the same time, you also have a personal connection to all of these kids at the school. So really, you guys really know how to best approach these dilemmas with these students. So it's really impressive to see how you adjust, especially this early in the year. So props to you for that. And then kind of talking, like, not really on the theme of adjustments, but, you know, coaching, athletics. You guys have had a really busy year so far. Fall sports moving almost immediately into winter sports. Let's talk about those for a second.
Yeah, we had a really successful fall program. We just recently wrote an article on ETV News, so check that out. But as we look ahead into the winter sports, we have boys and girls wrestling coming up, and we've actually already started that. We had the girls compete in a competition this last weekend. We had at least one girl reported that she took first place, so that was good. And then the boys have traveled to San Rafael, and then they've also traveled over to the Uinta Basin. And we have another match tonight at home against Canyon View, so we're super excited about that. And then boys and girls basketball is getting underway. Boys, they've already set their date for their tryouts, which is next Tuesday, and we had a pretty good showing. So last night we had 24 boys show up, so we're super excited.
That's always impressive, and it's always fun seeing the participation at these younger levels especially. You know, it's kids who are still playing for the love of the game, and you just really love to see it. And then isn't it impressive how quickly girls wrestling has taken off, especially around here?
Oh, absolutely, and that's a huge thanks to our head wrestling coach and some people who just have had wrestling kind of in their veins for years. Frankie Tapia, Jamil, they really have helped as well. It's just been awesome. The head wrestling coach at Carbon High, Jimmy Jukes, he's just been amazing and really just loves those girls. And so it's really inspiring to see the girls really taking that on and trying to, you know, prove their worth.
Yeah, and you know, that to me, that feels like one of the last sports that really had one of those glass ceilings over it. But in recent years, it's just been shattered.
Absolutely.
It's incredible to see. Now, let's talk about some upcoming events you guys have for Helper Middle School.
So before the holidays, we're going to have Thanksgiving bingo. So we have again, some fun. We really do academics, but we'll have Thanksgiving bingo for the kids. And so as long as they're passing their classes and have good citizenship, we'll take them in the gym and we spend the afternoon with them, and they love bingo. It was kind of a thing that I loved when I was a kid going to Notre Dame with my dad, and we just tried it 1 year and the kids thought it was awesome. So we started that tradition several years ago, and now it's just part of who we are. And then we will go into December, finish out most of second quarter strong there, and then end with a kind of a Christmas dodgeball, which has also become a tradition. And so they sign up as teams and compete against each other, and, you know, for bragging rights, because it's a big deal. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
It sounds like the fun doesn't stop over there at Helper Middle School. Now, Principal Vasquez, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I just, if you're wondering if we are the right fit for your kid, come check us out, because we're pretty fun.
Well, Principal Vasquez, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper Middle School Principal Nikki Vasquez, and we were talking another Carbon School District update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.